from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe, September 1st. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Manga Bay. The world's reefs are disappearing. Coral trafficking is booming. Aquarists raved about excellent packaging, not a single broken piece. Quick turnarounds arrived in only 4 days. And client support, customer service is amazing. Compliments that mean a lot for an online store that operates in the Philippines, more than 10,000 miles from its US client. S. Art Reef Rocks was an up and coming online shop offering aquarium accessories that made waves during the COVID-19 pandemic, offering hobbyists custom reefs and sculpted landscapes for their fish tanks. Next, second from Manga Bay. Climate change parches Puerto Rico and Jamaica in rare early wet season drought. A severe drought that has parched the Caribbean since May 2020. Six was fueled by human-induced climate change, according to a recent study. The rapid analysis was released by World Weather Attribution WWA, a global network of researchers who analyze the influence of climate change in extreme weather events. In the Caribbean, the wet season runs from May-June to November-December. The researchers found that rising global temperatures due to human-induced climate change reduced rain fall during the early wet season, between May and July, by approximately 6% in Jamaica and 9% in Puerto Rico. Up next, third from Fies.org. Higher cutting could reduce annual bluegrass contamination in tall fescue seed. Harvesting tall fescue above annual bluegrass seed heads could help reduce contamination and seed cleaning costs. Preliminary Oregon research found that cutting at 28 centimeters, 11 inches rather than 5 centimeters, 2 inches reduced annual bluegrass collected with the crop without consistently reducing tall fescue seed yield. And then, fourth from Science Alert. The US only diagnoses 7% of its human rabies cases, study finds. A recent study from the University of Oxford suggests that the US may be significantly underreporting human rabies cases. Official records indicate an average of just 2.4 confirmed cases per year from 2000 to 2024, but researchers estimate that around 856 cases could have occurred during that time. They argue that only about 7% of actual rabies cases are diagnosed, primarily due to infections transmitted through organ donations from undiagnosed donors. The study highlights tragic examples, like a Michigan man who died after receiving a kidney from an Idaho donor who had been infected by a skunk bite. Symptoms of rabies can be misattributed to other causes, which complicates diagnosis. Researchers emphasize that routine tests for rabies aren't conducted during organ transplants unless there's a clinical suspicion, leading to missed cases. This analysis sheds light on a concerning gap in rabies surveillance and diagnosis in the U.S. Next, fifth from Bryant McGill, Atomic Markdown and Thought Leader School, a 26-year authoring system in which one written sentence is composed simultaneously as continuous prose and as an autonomous quotation, then atomized into addressable publishing objects and distributed through a parameterized syndication engine. The notation is two curly braces. That is the entire visible surface of it, and the smallness is not an accident of modesty. It is a design requirement, because a mark that interrupts composition will not be used during composition, and a mark that is not used during composition cannot change how the sentence is thought. Up next, sixth from New Atlas. Particles from a joint replacement can enter your brain, study finds. A recent study by researchers from the US and Australia has added a new layer to the conversation about total joint replacements and their potential link to Alzheimer's disease. This research suggests that tiny particles from joint implants might actually make their way into the brain. While the findings are intriguing, it's important to note that this is a single study, so we shouldn't jump to conclusions just yet. The particles in question include metals like cobalt and titanium, which are commonly used in joint replacements. The researchers are still exploring how these particles could affect brain health and whether they might contribute to neurodegenerative conditions like Alzheimer's. This study doesn't definitively prove that joint replacements cause Alzheimer's, but it raises valid questions that warrant further investigation. As always, if you or someone you know is considering a joint replacement, it's a good idea to discuss any concerns with a healthcare provider who can provide personalized guidance. And then, seventh from The Hungry Homesteader, the classic patty melt. Patty melts are a bit of a hidden gem these days, and it seems like they're not getting the love they deserve. The author is on a mission to revive this classic sandwich, which combines ground beef, cheese, and caramelized onions, all grilled between slices of bread. They prefer using lean, organic beef and enjoy customizing their melts with different breads and toppings. Last night, they made a delicious version with banana peppers, extra cheese, and pickled red onions on sourdough. If you want to try making your own, the recipe includes simple ingredients like ground beef, Swiss cheese, and onions cooked to golden perfection. It's a straightforward process that results in four satisfying sandwiches, perfect for sharing or enjoying on your own. So if you're in the mood for a comforting meal, give this patty melt recipe a shot. Next, eighth from The Eyewall. Tropical Depression 5 on the way to becoming Edouard and impacting Texas and Louisiana as a feisty little storm. Tropical Depression 5 is likely to become Tropical Storm Edouard soon, with maximum sustained winds currently at 35 mph. The storm is expected to track west-northwest and make landfall between High Island, Texas and Cameron Parish, Louisiana tomorrow afternoon. It has about 24 hours over warm water, which could help it strengthen a bit before hitting land. While it's a small storm, it has the potential to create localized wind impacts, particularly along the coast. If it intensifies, areas near High Island to Johnson Bayou could see strong tropical storm or even hurricane force gusts, but the winds will drop off quickly inland. Houston itself may not experience significant winds, aside from possibly Galveston. In terms of rain, fall expect 1 to 3 inches generally, with localized areas possibly receiving 3 to 7 inches, especially along the storm center track. While flooding isn't expected to be severe, some flash flooding could occur in certain areas from tomorrow through Wednesday morning. Stay tuned for updates and take precautions if you're in the impacted regions. Up next, ninth from Hello Writer. Want to make some magic together? The writer is deep into crafting a historical fiction book about the Salem witch trials, but it's more than just that. it's a reflection on today's struggles, particularly the ongoing challenges women face. She shares her journey of balancing writing with everyday responsibilities, feeling the pressure of financial obligations while nurturing her creative dreams. She expresses frustration over the publishing landscape, noting how many writers, especially women, struggle for visibility and recognition. The piece highlights the harsh reality of self-publishing and the difficulties of gaining traction in a saturated market. In an effort to build a supportive community, she proposes ideas for collaboration, including mini courses on publishing, group projects to promote lesser-known writers, and informal conversations with fellow authors. She invites feedback on her ideas and encourages others to share their dreams and goals, aiming to create a space where everyone can grow together. And then, 10th from FIZE.org, new policy brief outlines how EU policies can better support sponge restoration. Europe is facing significant challenges with its water and climate resilience, largely due to degraded soils and the loss of wetlands, which are making droughts worse and increasing flooding. In light of this, three EU-funded projects, Sponge Boost, Sponge Works, and Spongescapes, have collaborated to create a policy brief aimed at restoring the natural sponge function of landscapes. This refers to the ability of soils, wetlands, forests, and floodplains to absorb, store, and gradually release water. The brief outlines practical recommendations for enhancing Europe's resilience by focusing on these sponge landscapes. By combining policy guidance with scientific evidence and real world examples, the projects aim to promote effective implementation of these strategies across Europe. The goal is to create healthy air ecosystems that can better manage water, ultimately benefiting both the environment and communities. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.